Good evening. My name is Dylan. This is the first podcast of the Disability Hour. Today, I'm just going to go through what disabilities are and what they are and the different symptoms of a disability and or cognitive mishaps. So we're just going to go over the history of disability. Disability is an impairment that may be cognitive, developmental, intellectual, mental, physical, sensory, or some combination of these. It substantially affects a person's life activities and may be present from birth or occur during a person's lifetime. Disabilities is an umbrella form covering impairments, activity limitations, and participation restrictions. An impairment is a problem in body function or structure. An activity limitation is a difficulty encountered by an individual executing a task or an action, while a participation restriction is a problem experienced by an individual in involvement in life situations. Disabilities is thus not just a health problem. It is a complex phenomenon reflecting the interaction between features of a person's body and features of the society in which he or she lives. So, I myself have a disability, more than one. One is CP, which we will get into in another, in a later podcast. But what I wanted to say is that even though people with disabilities, let me rephrase that, people think other people with disabilities can't do nothing. But let me tell you, that is not true. I myself held a job for 1 year at the Restart here in Peterborough, Ontario. Let me tell you, it was amazing to see other people. How do I put this? Think that other people don't, with disabilities, whether it's blindness, autism, and we'll get into autism and blindness in another podcast, but I just wanted to cover that. We'll go back to what we were reading before. Disability is a consistent concept with different meanings in different communities. It may be used to refer to physical or mental attributes that some institutions, particularly medicine, view as needing being fixed. The medical model, it may refer to limitations imposed on people by the contrasts of an ableist society, a social model, or the term may serve to refer to the identity of disabled people. Physiological Functional Capacity, PFC, is a related term that describes an individual's performance level. It gauges one's ability to perform the physical tasks of daily life and the ease with which these tasks are performed. PFC declines with advancing age to result in fertility, cognitive disorders, or physical disorders, all of which may lead to labeling individuals as disabled. The discussion over disability definition arose out of disability activism in the United States and the United Kingdom in the 1970s, which challenged how the medical concept of disability dominated perception and discourse about disabilities. Debates about proper terminology and their implied politics continue in disability communities and the academic field of disability studies. In some countries, the law requires that disabilities are documented by a healthcare provider in order to assess qualifications for disability benefits. Before we go into the history, there's a couple of pieces I did want to mention. One of them is a place called Christian Horizons. We'll get into that in a later podcast. But one thing I did want to mention is that I was talking to a friend last night, and we were, talking about disabilities and stuff like that. And just because someone has a disability doesn't mean that you have the right, as a person that doesn't have a condition, to say to another person that has a disability that they can't do nothing. And now we will go into the history of what a disability is. Complementary understandings of disability derive from concepts that arose during the West scientific enlightenment. Prior to the enlightenment, physical differences are viewed through different lenses. During the Middle Ages, madness and other conditions were thought to be caused by demons. These were also thought to be part of the natural order, especially during and the fallout of the plague, which brought impairments throughout the general population. In the early modern period, there was a shift to seeking biological causes for physical and mental differences, as well as heightened interest in democratic categories. For example, Ambrose Pierre in the 16th century wrote of monsters, prodigals, and the maimed. The European Enlightenment emphasis on knowledge derived from reason and on the value of natural science to human progress helped spawn the birth of institutions and associated knowledge systems that observed and categorized human beings among those the ones significant to the development of today's concept of disability, for asylums, clinics, and prisons. The other thing I wanted, just when that word prisons came up, there's another disability called mental health. People with mental health are thrown into prisons because there's no spots in a hospital for a person with mental health. So here's what I don't get, is why, if a person is mentally mental health issues, why are they thrown into a prison if they did not commit any crimes? Contemporary concepts of disability are rooted in 18th and 19th century developments. Foremost among these was the development of clinical medical discourse, which made the human body visible as a thing to be manipulated, studied, and transformed. These worked in tandem with scientific discourses that sought to classify and categorize, and in so doing become methods of normalization. The concept of the norm developed in this time period is signaled in the work of the Belgian certification sociological magician and astronomer Adolf elite who wrote in the 1830s of Mohan, the average man, posted that one could take the sum of all people's attributes in a given population, such as their height or weight, and find their average, and that this figure should serve as a norm toward which all should aspire. The idea of a statistical norm threads through the rapid take-up of statistics gathering by Britain, United States, and the Western European states during this time period, and it's tied to the rise of agencies, disability, as well as other concepts including abnormal, non-normal, and normalcy came from this. The circulation of these concepts is evident in the popularity of the freak show, where showmen profited from exhibiting people who deviated from these norms. With the rise of agencies in the later part, the 19th century, such devotions were viewed as dangerous to the health of entire populations, with disability viewed as part of a person's biological makeup and thus a genetic inheritance. Scientists turned their attention to notions of reading such devotions out of the gene pool. Various metrics for assessing a person's genetic fitness, which were then used to deport, sterilize, or institutionalize those deemed unfit. At the end of the Second World War, the examples of Nazi agencies faded from public discourse, and Second World and increasingly disability cohered into such set of attributes that medicine could not attend, whether through the augmentation, rehabilitation, or treatment in both cultural and modern history. Disability is often viewed as a byproduct of incest between first-degree relatives or second-degree relatives. What else did we chat about? Now we are slowly going to talk about special needs, and then we will end this podcast for the night. In the United States, special needs is a term used in a clinical diagnostic and functional development to describe individuals who require assistance for disabilities that may be medical, mental, or physiological. For instance, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders and the International Classification of Diseases, 9th edition, both gave guidelines for clinical diagnosis. Special needs can range from people with autism, CP, Down syndrome, dyslexia, blindness, ADHD, and cystic fibrosis. They can also include cleft lips and platelets, or wine stains, and missing limbs. The types of special needs vary in severity, and a student with special needs is classified as being a severe case when the student's IQ is between 20 and 35. These students typically need assistance in school and have different services given to them for them to succeed in a different setting. And in closing, if you need more information on disability ideas, not ideas, information, and or you want to become a sponsor for this podcast, you can reach me at 705-808-4580 or DYLANANGROVE. Or you can reach me on Facebook at Dylan Angle. Thank you. This has been the Disability Hour.